Hello. Hello.
This is KJ. I'm calling back from customer support. Do you mind providing me with your zip code?
61422. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Can you verify your first and last name, please?
Jacqueline Sook. I go by Jackie.
Yes, ma'am. And as I get the account pulled up, can you go ahead and verify your address, just the street number and name?
841 North Berry, Bushnell, Illinois.
All right, give me a second. Let me get the account pulled up while I do that. Can you tell me what we're calling about today?
Well, I have some charges on my MasterCard, and I don't remember ordering, or I don't know what it's for. One of them is, and it has the name Infinity Pro. First, the $5.74 charge. And then a few days after that, Infinity Pro, $67.32. And I have no idea what this is for.
All right, just give me a second. And once the account pulled up, I can tell you where it initially started from, okay?
All right.
Ma'am, so I see here where you ordered kitchenware on the 15th for $5.74.
Kitchenware?
Yes, ma'am. Kitchen appliances?
No. The only thing I got suckered into a couple of times was just trying to get one of those KitchenAid mixer things, you know, for $2, or and another time it was $2.95, and I never did get the KitchenAid.
Okay, well, I think you did the same thing twice.
It's what? What was twice?
I'm saying, I see back in May, you did the same thing. You ordered the kitchenware for $7.95, and then when they charged you a monthly membership fee, and it was fully refunded. So you came back again in November and ordered the same thing. And they charged you a monthly membership fee as well.
I don't remember any of that. And the only thing, like I say, was a KitchenAid deal on the internet on Facebook that I got into. And I didn't get it the first time, and I thought, well, I'll try again. And so, but I don't know. I wasn't told, or it didn't show that I had to have any membership. And I never did get any product. So what was the $67 for? On November 19th, $67.32.
Yes, ma'am. It's for the membership. The online membership that you signed up for when you originally signed up for the kitchen items.
I didn't sign up for any membership for anything. I protest that.
It was stated in the terms and conditions, ma'am, when you first made the initiative purchase.
Well, I guess I didn't read that. So how can I get out of this?
Okay, so
I
just
don't
give me a
want no.
second and I'll get it canceled out for you so you won't be billed again, okay?
I don't want no $67 membership that I didn't really know about, and I guess I'll quit ordering deals like that on Facebook.
Okay, just give me a second. I'll be right back with the cancellation number.
All right. Membership, geez. Oh, now don't do that to me. Tell me at the hospital. Yeah. Hold on there, good.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here with you. I'm just waiting on them to get back with me with the cancellation number, okay?
Okay.
Ma'am, let me know when you're ready for your cancellation number. Not him putting fire up over there. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Could you hear me?
No, I couldn't at first. Okay, I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. C as in Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
262?
262?
685? 685, ma'am. 685-470.
But just a minute, repeat that then. I got C like in Charlie. 262?
685-685-470.
Okay, got it now. And is that canceling the
membership? It's canceling out the whole account.
Oh. We'll get a credit back for both of those figures.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am, because you agreed to the terms and conditions.
Well, unknowingly I did. Can you send me an email copy of that?
Yes, ma'am. I can send you a confirmation code saying that it was canceled.
Yeah. That just means I won't be getting any further charges from these, but I got to pay this that's charged.
It's already been paid and approved for, ma'am. It's already been taken out of the account.
Right, yeah. Which I didn't know about that $67.
Yes, that's, ma'am. But like
mm-hmm. Yeah, you're seeing it. You
yes,
saw
ma'am.
That it says. That's what I want a copy of through email. Can you do that?
You want what, to see that it came, that the $67 came out?
Yeah, I want to see that it says that I agreed to that, what the terms were, whatever, that they come to charge me that.
It was stated in the terms and conditions when you made the initiative purchase, ma'am. It seems like you've done this before, back in May, mm-hmm. because you were fully refunded, I'm guessing because you said you didn't read the terms and conditions.
Well, I didn't question it then because I guess I didn't see it then back in May. All I thought was, I guess I got scammed on that because I never got the product. I never got the KitchenAid, the stuff. And then I turned around and tried it again, and again I didn't get the KitchenAid thing. So what good is the membership for, I wonder?
The membership is for the online store where you ordered the KitchenAid from. You can use they send you a voucher with the amount of dollars on it that you can use in the online shopping store. It should have come to your email, and the email that we have on file is jjzook2010@comcast.net. So maybe you might need to check your spam or something for the voucher.
Because I never got any voucher. And this apparently is recently because it says November 19th this month. And
this
with that membership, I should have got a voucher, you say?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't. Well, like you say, I'll check in the spam, which I do now and then. And if I'm stuck with paying it, I'm stuck with paying it for an oversight of not reading it, I guess. Just thinking I sent $295 to get a KitchenAid that twice that I never got. Oh. Can I take that up with my card, MasterCard people?
That's totally up to you.
Okay. Well, it's taken me 2 days to get to hear from you. Finally got through a call.
So, right now we have 648 calls in a queue. So we try to get to everybody before we close. If we don't, we'll be right back up bright and early at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I got a call last night, which here in our time, we're in Central Standard Time, and 20 minutes after 10, I was getting ready to go to bed. Had my phone laying on the bed. It rang 3 times. By the time I got it, picked it up, they discontinued calling me. It was
dang,
from
that's
your department.
Messed up.
So I've been trying several times today. So I'm glad I finally got to talk to you.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
That's what I wanted to know, what this was about on my account.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I went ahead and canceled out the account so you won't have any more issues from here on out.
But I'm stuck with paying it.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize.
It sounds like, unless my MasterCard will help me.
If you, I wish we had got a chance to talk to you yesterday because after yesterday, the charges are now considered a month old because this is the 1st of December, so I wouldn't have been able to do anything with it anyway.
And yeah, oh, darn. Yeah, because I tried yesterday all day long, and because I didn't let the phone ring long enough for me to answer it last night, I would have answered it because I was still up at 20 after 10 my time.
It's okay. I understand. I apologize. I really
Oh,
wish it was more that
well.
I could do for you.
Now, what company are you? Are you this Infinity Pro it says listed here, or is that the one that got the membership with Infinity Pro?
That's the one that has the membership, Infinity Pro. I'm just a call center. I just do the callbacks, and I really just have like the trial date information and what days you guys paid. I don't have
Yeah.
any other of the,
Oh,
physical.
okay. All right. Well, thanks for your help finally.
You're welcome, and you have a nice
Goodbye.
day.
Yeah.